Well, hello, people. Hey, you look pretty good tonight, considering you had a lot of beer last night. How did I know? I know. So here's the strongest Femon in the world. Oh, and she's also a tough mother. You see, Femons have no problem telling everybody how great they are, do they? And I thought it was supposed to be the men that were arrogant. But Femons are far more arrogant, as far as I'm concerned. But this is a story as you get in the media, don't you, about Femons. It's a feel-good story. And basically it's how a Femon has all these things against her, but she travels on through, and she's strong, and she continues on. And she becomes better than any man, even though she's a mother. My God, these Femons are so versatile, aren't they? But anyway, this Femon became a kind of a power lifter. Well, she certainly got the frame for it. And what happened was, she got a divorce. I don't know whether she instigated it or the man. But anyway, after that, she started to go to the gym because she was kind of fat. You know, typical. Femon got married, got lazy, stopped bothering. And it's obvious why she went to the gym. She went to the gym to slim down to get another man. But it turned into something else. And like I say, she got into powerlifting. Now this isn't for every Femon. Generally speaking, Femon's bodies are not built for powerlifting. And they can damage their bodies quite easily. Even men damage their bodies doing powerlifting. And in fact, this Femon damaged her back, and she can't powerlift for quite some time. Maybe never. But she did win some accolades.
Hello, son. What does your mother do?
Well, she's a powerlifter.
Oh, really?
But you know, it's a feel-good story when it's on this Degenerates program that used to be on. Don't know whether it still is. We all know what she was all about. And, of course, is to promote women, how wonderful and great they are. Much better than those nasty, horrible men who have been powerlifting, well, probably since the beginning of time. I mean, used to pick boulders up, didn't we? And I kind of got a friend on this site, in the old MGTOW site, that I think would be quite taking a shine to this Femon. Well, he hasn't told me, but I think I know what Femons he likes. And because he's tipped my jar quite a few times, I'll give you his name. James1225. Just drop me a SM and I can actually, maybe you can hook up with this sweet wee thing. A little bit too big for me. I usually throw the Femon around the bedroom, not she throw me around. But these stories are amazing when you think about how many things men have done, and a Femon does it once, and it's the most amazing thing in the world. Generally speaking, whatever Femons have done, men have done it thousands of times before. And of course, they're supposed to be so arrogant, but you don't hear them blowing their own trumpet, do you? But I've got to give her due, she actually stuck with it and actually produced something, which is unusual for a Femon. Of course, we don't really know how much help she had along the way, do we? Well, that's the kind of video, guys. And by the way, James1225, she looks far better in a bikini, I think. Take it easy.